the brachas. Okay, you were on? Okay. We're on the top of Pei Beis Amin Aleph. It's today's daf. And just one ha'ara from yesterday, which I didn't get to mention. And that is, we had the discussion, the important issue, and the major shas issue of Ma'os Konos. Ma'os Einan Konos. And we said, Mida Araisa Ma'os or Konos, that if you pay money, and you, before you even Moshech the item, you are Kona it. Mida Araisa, according to Rav Yochanan. That's what we paskin. Rashi had quoted a source for that halacha that you learned it out from Pidyon Hektish. Tachzib Bepodim and a Hektish, V'nasan HaKesev Become Low. Just to point out that, and I said it's the Kavachomer for Balokech and a Hedyot. If buying from Hektish this works, surely buying from Hedyot it should work, because usually we said it's easier to buy something from Hedyot. To note, other Rishonim do not agree with Rashi. If you look at that Sukkot Vav Metzia on Daf Mem Zayin, another makar is quoted by some Rishonim, and the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ran, they're say Ve'ina Mechuvar to be Hektish Lo Gamrin and Hedyot. You shouldn't learn Hedyot from Hektish. So they say Ella Misvara Ka'amar Shalafisha Rov HaKinyonim Na'asim Bekesef. It's a svara. It's a svara. What, you need a makar to say that if you give money for something, that's a kinyan? Okay, to say that if you pick something up, is that a kinyan? To say that if you dig in a certain field, is that a kinyan? You need a makar for kinyan chazaka, for kinyan meshicha, for kinyan hagba. But for kinyan kesef, everybody does kesef. You pay for something, it's yours. So that's what the Rabban and the Ashba, they say you don't need a makar for kinyan kesef. Most kodesh b'daraisa is based on a svara. And a svara is on the level of a daraisa. So that is just one ha'ara from yesterday that other Rishonim argue on that Rashi. Okay, so now we move further. The second line on Pei Beis Amin Aleph. Gufa. So we just had a Machlokas Amoraim. Does Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah argue on the Tanakama? That was the Machlokas. Is Reb Yehuda explaining the Tanakama, or is he arguing on the Tanakama? So Gufa. Amar Reb Yehuda ben Levi. Komakam Sh'am Reb Yehuda. Eimasai Ubameh B'mishnah Seinu. Eina. Ela Lafarish Divrei Chachamim. Whenever Reb Yehuda says, when, Eimasai Ubameh, a limiting type of language, he is explaining the previous shita. He's not arguing on the previous shita. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a split. Emasai lefarish, ubameh lachlok. Emasai is explaining, bameh is being cholik. But in our Mishnah, it's bameh dvar mamurim. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, he is arguing. But according to the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he is explaining. So ask the Gemara, ve'emasai lefarishu. Is emasai coming to be mefarish? There's a problem with the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. V'hatran, and this is one of those dafyomi coincidences, or not such a coincidence. First day of Hanukkah, we're going to talk about gambling. V'hatran, which all the posts can talk about it, that's what the place they talk about in Arachayim. Right here, v'hatran, ve'eloin apsulin. These are the psulim. What are the psulim? These are the psulei edus midirabanan. Just by way of hakdama, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Edus in Perek Tes that there are asara mine paslanas heim. There are 10 types of psulei edus mida oraisa, says the Rambam. 10 types of psulei edus: nashim, avadim, tanim, shotim, chareshim, sumim, rishaim, Bizuyim, Krovim, Nogin, Ve'edusan. Then he goes through each of those 10 and explains them. So in the next parak, Parak Yud, the Rambam writes, HaRishaim Psulim La'edus Men HaTorah. If somebody is halachically a Rasha, they are Pasul La'edus Mida Oraisa. So what is a Rasha? Ezo Hu Yirasha. So says the Rambam, Kol Mi Sha'abar Aveira Shechayavan Alav Malchus, Harizah Rasa U'Pasul La'edus. Somebody who consistently violates Averos, which one is Chayav Malchus for, he is a Rasha and Pasul La'edus. And Kol Shekein, if he is somebody who keeps violating Averos that have a punishment worse than Malchus. Mises Bezdin, Mises B'dei Shemayim, etc. That's the Shidas Rambam. Then the Rambam adds, V'od Yesham Rishayim, Mishayim Psulun La'edus, Ava Mishayim B'dei Tashlumin, V'ena B'dei Malchus. And then there are other types of Rishayim that do not violate Averus, that are Chayav Malchus or Misa, but they are considered Rishayim anyway. This is the second category of Rasha T'chamas, a Rasha of somebody who is involved in a monetary type of Avera. If you steal, you don't get Malchus, because it's a Lavanita Glase, you have a way to pay back. So therefore there's no Malchus, but still, if you're involved in any type of those Averos, Ribis, Gezel, any of those, that is called the Rush of the Hamas, not paying taxes. So that is the second type of category, Mida Oraisa. You go in Haganavim, Hachamzonim, Avavisha Hechzir, Harayu Pasula Edis, Meisha Ganav Ogaza. Those are the Psule Edis, Mida Oraisa. Then there is a whole world of Psule Edis, Mida Rabbanan. And that's what the Mishnah here is coming to tell us. This Mishnah is Sanhedrin. Ve'elu heina psulim. These are the psulim midirabanan. Hamasachi bekuvya, a dice player. A dice player where, as we're gonna talk about a little bit, if you play a game, so, and you take somebody else's money, so is that really stealing? You're not going into somebody's for sure, it's like grabbing their money. So you can't say that's really stealing midiraisa, that's stealing midirabanan, as we'll see. Maybe. Umalve beribis, somebody who lends with ribis, with interest. Again, the Gemara Sanhedrin is Mokim explains each of these cases as how this is a drabanan. But on the surface, this could all be malve beribis, and this is daraisa. So you say it's ribis drabanan, some type of ukimta, some type of case how you explain it as drabanan. Umafricha yonim, pigeon racers. The sochare shvius, people who do business with fruit of shvius, which again, fruit of shvius has an issa daraisa, as Rashi here explains. The pasuk says la achla velo l'schara. You're supposed to eat. You can eat peyrus shvius. We're not allowed to do business with peyrus shvius. It's machlokas whether you count that as a separate mitzvah or not. La achla velo l'schara. But at least it's an issa that you're not allowed to do business with peyrus shvius. And again, the Gemara there says it's drabanan. Maybe it's shvius mazmanazeh, which is drabanan, some other type of case. And in that Mishnah, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai, right, this is the Iker. Amasai, Rabbi Yehuda uses the lashon of Amasai, when do I say that all these people are psulim? Bizman she'ein lo umnis elahi. At the time when he does not have any other profession besides these items. Masach ha-Bekuvi, Mabibiris, etc. Ava yesh lo umnis shelohi, hariza kasher. And Rabbi Yehuda says that if somebody has another profession, kasher, it's okay, then he is not pasul edis. Aval, and we'll get to the svaras in a minute. V'tani ala b'braisa, and the related braisa there says, v'chachamim omrim, the chachamim really hold, it doesn't matter whether he has another profession or not. Bein she'en lo omnes elahi, bein she'ish lo omnes shalohi, harei ze pasul? Question mark. I'll tell you, what's the question of the Gemara? That you see from here, putting this braisa together with the Mishnah, the Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Tanakhama. Because you see, this chachamim holds, these chachamim, if it's this, assuming it's the same chachamim in the Mishnah and the braisa, hold that it doesn't matter if he has another omnes or not, it's still puzzle. And Rabbi Yehuda limits it. So you see, Amasai, the case of Amasai, where he's been cholik on the Tanakhama, not being mafaris the Tanakhama, kasha on the previous Amarayim. That's the kasha. The Gemara is going to answer that really these chachamim are not the same as these chachamim. That's what we're going to get to in a couple of minutes. But just again to talk about this issue a little bit. Again, if you want more, you could listen to the shiur that's on the shul website. But just to remind ourselves of a couple of points, since it is in Yoni Chanukah, the first day of Chanukah, and this is what the poskim talk about it. The Gemara says that there are two possible reasons why somebody would be puzzled from Masachi Bekuvya. And this might be the Machlokas Tanoim between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Either because of what's called Asmachta, and Asmachta is Lokanya. What's an Asmachta? Asmachta means where I commit myself to pay something based on some future event that will take place. And it may or may not occur. And therefore, I do not have full gemiras das, I do not have full level of commitment in my mind, and that is why when I ultimately do pay, and you take my money, you violate gezel, midrabanan, not midaraisa. Gezel midaraisa, you have to go and grab somebody's money. Here, I'm giving it willingly. What am I doing? But the halacha is asmachta lokanya. Even if you could say, from today till tomorrow, I'm giving it willingly, it doesn't matter. Halacha does not recognize that, because it's based on a future event, which may or may not occur, that is called an asmachta, and asmachta is not kona. If that is the reason for the Mishnah, for this halacha, then it doesn't make a difference if you do some, if you just do this on the side or not. It's gezel a little bit, it's gezel a lot. It's gezel midrabanan. The other, though, shita, is maybe that the shita of Rav Sheshes, I think it is, that's Rami Bar Chama. The shita of Rav Sheshes is that, no, the reason that somebody is pasul la'edis, the cause of this case is, as Rashi here quotes, "Lefishein asukin bi yeshuvo shel olam." Rashi had the 10th skinny line. Because if somebody does this, they're not osek in the they're not productive in the world. Since they do this, they don't know what it means to make a living. They don't know what it means to have the worry, and they don't realize the value of money as much. So in a chasan al-chavarein, so they're going to be your jury, they're going to be your judge, they're going to be your edim. So they're puzzled because they don't understand the value of what everybody else understands the value of. So that's why, that's another reason they're puzzled. But if that's the reason, that second reason, so then it's only would apply if they do this for a living. But if they have a 9-to-5 job, or whatever today it is, 7-to-7 job, and they do something else, they do this on the side once in a while, so then it wouldn't be a problem. Those are two svaras. That's a major nafkamina. What about who do we paskin like? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, it seems to be that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like, the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like the first opinion, like Rabbi Bar Chama. It's a machlokas Rishonim. It's a question of what the Rambam holds. Other, some Rishonim say that everybody agrees. This actually is an important Chidushi Haran, because the Rambam seems to paskin like both opinions in two different places. So many Mepharshim explain the Rambam, the Chidushi Haran, that really maybe everybody agrees it's Aser, even if you don't do it. The question is, are you Pasul Eidus? Even once is Aser. It's not a good idea. But if you do it for a living, so then you're even Pasul Eidus according to the other opinion. But if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbi Bar Chama, like the first opinion, and the Rama quotes this idea of Ein Lo Umnes Elohu. That's the Rama in the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, Simin Shin Ayin, Simin Reish Zayin. So if you stop here, you can say, according to the Rama, as long as you don't do it for a living. But as we noted then in the Shir a couple of years ago, that is, it's not so simple, because the Rama has a couple of opinion, a couple of points that even according to the Shita that, even according to the Shita that says, Ein lo umnes elohu, it's still not so pashut that it's mutter. And that's based on this Tosfos right here on our daf, which also appears in Sanhedrin. Because this Tosfos says, according to the opinion that says it's not an asmachta, why isn't it an asmachta? We pass on asfachta lokanya. We pass on if you have this commitment, it doesn't work. So this Tosfos quotes three different opinions why it's not asmachta. The first opinion is that the tam delavi asmachta, the sixth skinny line, ki depirish akunches preferik zeborer, bishub delo domi lahitabo metziim over vlo ebed ashalim elof zuzei. It's not like that case of Baba Metzia, which is a real asmachta, where somebody's borrowing land. He says, you know what? Let me borrow your land, and if I don't work it properly, I'm going to give you back $1,000. Right, so that's an asmachta. Why? To me, hasam havi biyado ulahaki lo gamru makni. When do you say it's asmachta? When you have some control. If you have some control over what's going to happen, so then you think to yourself that it's not going to happen because you control. It's biyado a little bit. There's some skill involved. If there's any skill involved, that's where asmachta is, because you think that you're going to control it. Masha enkein. When do we say that it's not asmachta according to this Mekel opinion? That's only where it's total luck. It's no skill at all. So then you would say that's not a problem of asmachta. So again, according to this answer, and we're choshesh for this answer, and that is any time where there's anything that has any type of skill involved, that's a problem. Any type of card game, any type of anything that's for money. So that's issue of asmachta lekuliyama. Not just according to the first sheet of Rabbi Rachama. Lekuliyama, it's not an asmachta. It is an asmachta if there's any type of skill involved. That's the first answer. That's what he quotes from Rashi. Two other answers. The question is, the second answer quoted is, that depends how much he's exaggerating. The third answer of Rabbeinu Tam is, it depends if he stands to win. If he stands to profit somewhat, so then maybe he does commit fully. Because then, you know, because of my chance of winning, I'm going to commit. Mashenkein, if it's just, I have no chance to win, I just don't want to lose, and therefore I could commit. Either way, those are a couple of opinions, but we're choshes for that first opinion. And that is why whenever there's a skill involved, the rotisserie baseball league or any of these other things, you know, it's a problem. Because, why? Because that's based on a future event. You pick certain players, and even if, you know, that, even if you think that, I'm just throwing in the money, I don't care about it, but still, halachically, asmachta lo kanya. And no, Baruch Hashem, there are people that have heard this, and at a Talmud of mine, I mentioned that I heard this year a couple of years ago, and he had ran this whole baseball rotisserie league, and he changed it, not to not have the fun, you're allowed to have fun in life, but what did he do? It has to be mutter fun. So he changed it, he called everybody up, and he got all the proceeds to go to tzedakah. Why does that work? Because in the Shulchan Aruch, asmachta l'tzedakah is kanya. That's how you can have all these Chinese auctions. That you can have all these other things in the shuls. Why? Because we pass on asmachta l'tzedakah is kanya. When it comes to a dvar mitzvah, when it comes to the proceeds going to tzedakah, that's mutter. That's kanya. And that is why, as long as the proceeds all go to tzedakah, profits, then that's fine. But she'en kein if it does. Again, the post can talk all about related issues. For example, the Rav Sternbach or Avad Yosef talk about lottery. So they was asked, why isn't lottery gambling? Why is it lottery, is it based on some future event? So Rav Sternbach writes in the Tshuva, in Chelek Dalid, in Tshuva Svahnagos, that, no, lottery, and Rav Avadya Yosef writes the same thing. Lottery isn't a smachta. What's lottery? You buy a ticket today. It's yours. It's over. It's finished. This ticket might appreciate tomorrow. Today's worth $1. Tomorrow, we're worth $37 million. But it's not that the kinyan, the transaction is based on a future event. The transaction is done. It's finished today, like when you buy stocks. When you buy a house, it goes up in value, that's gambling? No. If the kinyan is finished today, the kinyan is finished. If something appreciates in the future, wonderful, so you made some money. It's not also to make money.
I acquired two cards, and right now I'm paying this amount of value on the ante for these two cards. It might appreciate in value momentarily.
No, the question is does it appreciate in value, or are you going to use them to play a game? If you're going to use it to play a game, that is totally on some future.
You're to the future event.
You're not using that to play anything. This is yours, based on market value. Now you're this ticket goes up in value. Again, we spoke about this at the time. Yeah. But lottery is totally not biyado in a chinamis. That's why maybe it's not an asmata. But let's say even according to the Shulchan Aruch, passes like the other opinion of Rami Bar Chama that it's based on that all those svaras were explained according to the other sheet, why it's not asmata. But according Rami Bar Chama says in all the cases it's asmata anyway. So that's why even according to the svar that Rabbi Yosef was asked that so that's why there's a difference between the lottery tickets and all those. But then besides all of these halachic issues at the time we spoke about again the meta halachic issues and that al pi Hashkafa, what some of the poskim say about this. Some very strong words. Even kvetch out a hefter. Find, and I said at the time, find a poskim who says it's mutter. Find somebody. I don't hide. And, we don't hide from the makaris. Find a poskim who says it's a mutter thing to do. And even if you could find someone, you have to be very, remember the words of all the poskim here. That the Rav Avadia Yosef says, first of all, even if you could find a hefter, it's a major bittul zman. Waiting online and getting the tickets. And the Rav Moshe Feinstein, going a little backwards in history, Moshe says in a tshuva, "Lasachik beklafinu bingo v'chadome af she'ein al ze iser barer heim dvarim mechuarim b'chol makom shehu v'gamu kamoshe v'leitzim." Says Rav Moshe. The Rivash a couple hundred years before Rav Moshe writes, "Afilu l'Rav Sheshes davar mechuar u'mesuav u'meshukas." Unbelievable. Again, you find Rachmana Litzlan. It's a major problem with some of the some teenage worlds today. It's a major problem, which there are recessions and there's a major addiction factor. There are a lot of addictions in life, and this is one of them. And that's why we try our best, but at least to know in our heads that this is something that we have to make sure be mechanic our children properly to teach them how terrible it is and what kind of addiction it is. And remember that, and finally, just to end off, in Yoni Chanukah, the Bir Halacha and the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Chanukah, where the Bir Halacha writes, the Chavetz Chaim, Shekasav Sharai, quoting a Tshuvas Marshal, Roy Shasimcha, that you have on Chanukah, Tehemu Urebes Ubalula Besimchas Torah, Va'al Tivatel Mikviusech, Akan Lashono, Uba Avonoseinu Harabim, says the Chavetz Chaim, Yesh Anashim Shetachas Miros Vesishvachos, they have a beautiful Chanukah parties. But what happens there? You have to have divrei Torah. You have to have some singing alanisim. Wonderful. Get together and shmooze with family. But you got to have to has to be meurav with Torah. Hey, marbim schoka kratin v'harbi hirishu asvarim akadoshim alzeh v'ashomer nafshir yirchak mizeh. And the Aruch HaShulchan also has very strong lashon. Oy lanu shall also be amenu kach. Unbelievable dvarim charifim. And just to end off with the words of Reb Levi Yitzchak Mibardishev, to end off in one of his drushim for Chanukah. Drush l'Chanukah, where he talks about playing dreidel. He says that ultimately, as we know, the reason the difference between Chanukah and Purim is that Purim, based on the Levush, that according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Purim was a physical danger of annihilation, and therefore we have a chiyuv of Suda. Chanukah was not. Our lives weren't in danger. The Yavanim went into the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't want to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They wanted us to live. They just didn't want us to have holiness. They didn't want to have Ruchnius. So the Iker was against the Ruchnius. That's why we have to combat that. In these days of Chanukah, we have to have more Ruchnius and more Torah in order to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we appreciate it. The Neis Chanukah, Haya Iker HaGzeir LaHavir Mi'al Torasinu HaKadosha, Yochol Liyos She'Iker HaTzalas Yis Baruch Hu Yisra Rak machmas a Torah asher ahuva lefanav me'azu mikedem v'yemkein eno nikar kolkach godol avaso u'bishvil zelo godol kolkach person manei shalanu. And that's why he says me'arayel kol echad asher b'shem Yisrael yechune l'shum b'sichlo l'hasmid b'toraso yisbarach kihim yomim haru'uyim lakach. These days of Chanukah are special days. U'viprat shera'isi Klushas Levi, Hayu b'shem b'vodesino harabim nifritza partza b'achinu b'is Yisrael l'schok b'kartin. I guess I don't think it's so as common to have family get-togethers with dreidels and playing for a lot of money. I guess it's like in those days it was mamish. It was very common, and everybody used to do this. But he says, even so, we could be machmir even the whole year. We don't have to be just a Chanukah. But he says, with pride, I've seen many people do this. The Calvin of Arzeb, du'u achai v'rei'ai kamim, mesholos yish b'schok zeb. You forget Yiras Hashem when you do this, etc., etc. Yozer tov b'seis hazos, yilmod b'taras Hashem yisbarach, olelich al tamar chacham akarav lo, levak yishar mipiv, az v'vada yor alav ha'aras ha'nes, v'yasal anashem yisbarach nisim, and it flows, meher v'yameinu amin. That's what the, again, all the poskim, it's Rav Meir Shapiro got it, arranged this a couple of years ago, and first day of Chanukah this year, obviously we were supposed to talk about this, so Baruch Hashem, we would say that our chiyuv le'inyan zeh. Okay, back to the Gemara. Says again, any more information you can listen to that shiur. Asks the Gemara, Emasai is a lashon of explaining the Tanakhama. So how could the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Mishnah in Sanhedrin say an Emasai with this is lachalek? So he answers the Gemara, Hahi, 6 lines up from the end, the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Tarfonhi. That brisa with the Chachamim are arguing Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Tarfon really, but in the Mishnah it's a different sheet. In the Mishnah, the Chacham, the Mishnah really Rabbi Yehuda is explaining them. The brisa that Chachamim is Rabbi Tarfon. Titania, why? Which Rabbi Tarfon? Titania, Rabbi Tarfon says by Nazir. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Tarfon. Let's say the two of us are sitting on a park bench and we see somebody from afar walking towards us. And I say to you, I bet that guy's a Nazir. And if he's not a Nazir, I'm a Nazir. And the other guy says, I bet that guy's not a Nazir. If he's a Nazir, I'm a Nazir. Right, so you both say the opposite, right? One guy's betting that he is a Nazir, one guy's betting that he's not a Nazir. So what happens? And then he walks by, says, Rabbi Tarfon, doesn't matter what he is, neither of you are Nazirim. Okay, that's the Rabbi Tarfon Shita. Not all Tanam agree to this. But Rabbi Tarfon says, La'olam ein echad mehem Nazir, neither of them. Why? V'she'ein Naziris ela lahafla. Special did by Naziris. Naziris requires explicating specificity and total clarity at the moment of Kabbalah's Naziris. And if you don't have that, then we assume that the commitment was not full. Alma, kiven the mesafkale nazir lo nazir, since at the moment that they said it, they weren't sure. Who? Lo mishavet nafshe. See, they don't have a full commitment. Hachanami, kiven de lo yada ikani ilokani. So too, here, we relate by the asmachta cases, since he's not sure what's going to happen. Lo gomar umakne. So he's not makne, he's not mishavet himself totally, full commitment, and therefore it doesn't work. So we assume that's the sheet of Rabbi Tarfon, so therefore Rabbi Yehuda can work explaining that the Tanakhama of that Mishnah in Sanhedrin. We had at the end of the previous parak, how do you arrange an Erev Chatzeres? How do you do it? You mezak it to others, you put it down. So now the Mishnah is asking, what about Tchumin? How do you mishtatin b'tchumin? If you want to set a Tchum to extend the Tchum of others, obviously, as we said, they know about it, because this is a Chumr also, not just a Schus, therefore you can't do it without their permission. But let's say they told you to do it, so how do you do it? Meiniach es achabes v'omer harizel chobanei iri, or even if they didn't tell you to do it, maybe they will be happy with it, as we'll see. Meiniach es achabes v'omer harizel chobanei iri, you put down the barrel of wine, as we said, Shita Bavos could be with wine, Erev Chatzeres is with bread, Shita Bavos could be with wine. So you put down the barrel, and you say, this is for, and even Erev Tchumen. As we'll see, it's the chavis here, so it's not dafka using bread. Hareze lechobene iri. This could be for all my people of my city. Lekomi sheyelech lebeisa avla lebeisa mishta. Anybody who will want their tchum extended to go for these mitzvahs. Lebeisa avla lebeisa mishta. The Ritva says, Peis Avel is put first, based on the Pasuk in Koheles, Tolo Lechaz Beis Avel, Milechaz Al Beis HaMishteh. So, for any of those mitzvahs. V'chol shekibol abibo yom. And if anybody finds out about it before Shabbos, and knows about it and accepts that this should be his tchum mutter, because as we said, the moment of kinyan shvisa is really bein hashmashas of Shabbos, of erev Shabbos, and therefore you have to find out about it beforehand. Misha techshach aser, but if the person didn't find out about it until after Shabbos started, aser, that it's too late. Sheim aver misha techshach, because you can't have a kinyan shvisa, you can't set up your erev tchum on Shabbos itself.
Shouldn't this require bread? It's more people, just like erev shvisa with us. It's more people.
Shouldn't this require bread? Meaning how much? The shear of Tchumen?
You could even get away with wine.
But we said, remember that Tosfos had said, in some ways it's more Chumra, in some ways it's more Kula. So bread, why bread there? Because bread is a place where you're going to live. Bread is the Makam Dira. So that's why you need that here. But here, to be Kona Shvisa, you know, it might have different requirements. But that's just an important Tosfos to know, and that where's that Dapay? First top Tosfos in Dapay Aman Aleph, Tosfos says, V'yish Dvarim Shana Machmirim B'Tchumen Tvei, and some were Machmirim B'Chatzeres Tvei. So you can have, they're different. Rav Yosef, Ein Ma'ar B'Nol Dvar Mitzvah. Rav Yosef says, you're not allowed to make an Erev Tchum except for a Dvar Mitzvah. What does that mean, a Dvar Mitzvah? So there seems to be a Machlokas Rishonim here. Rashi here says, what does it mean, L'Dvar Mitzvah? Lo Hitiru Chachabim Latzei Schutz L'Tchum Al Yidei Erev Elo L'Dvar Mitzvah. The Chachabim didn't allow you to go out except for a Dvar Mitzvah. Sounds like from Rashi two things. Number one, what he says, that you're only allowed to use it for a Dvar Mitzvah, that's the issue. Number two, what if you made it for a Dvar Mitzvah, and now you want to use it for a Dvar Rishus? Is that mutter? Let's say you made it for a Dvar Mitzvah, but now you want to do something else using the Tchum. Sounds like for Rashi it wouldn't work. You wouldn't be able to. Because lo hitiru chachamim to go out el Dvar Mitzvah. 2 points from Rashi. Both of those are argued upon. The Tosfos Yontif here quotes what we have, quotes the a machlokas that we have seen before, and that is about the bracha on an Erev Tchum. Bracha on Erev Tchum. You saw the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, that the Rambam says you make a bracha on Erev Tchumen, and the Ravid argues. So he says, before we talk about the Svara, he says he thinks that according to the Rambam and the Tur also, maybe that's what it means, that you're only Ma'ariv Elo L'Dvar Mitzvah. Because you're only Ma'ariv Elo L'Dvar Mitzvah, so if you make a Tchum not for a Dvar Mitzvah, so what are you making the Bracha on? What are you making the Bracha on? If it's not for a Dvar Mitzvah, you're making a Berachas HaMitzvah. So it has to be L'Dvar Mitzvah. So that's how the Tosfos Yontef says, maybe it's a Machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, what the reason in Ma'ariv Elo L'Dvar Mitzvah for. Is it Stam because they didn't allow you to walk out except for a mitzvah? That's Rashi over here. Versus the Rambam who said, no, it has to do with the Bracha. And because you only can make a bracha for a Dvar Mitzvah, so that is the reason that it's limited to a mitzvah. A couple weeks ago we spoke about a different shot from Rav Soloveitchik, what type of bracha that is. Okay, so that's the, just remember that machlokas between the Rambam and the Raiva. Just to review it for a second, because it's an important machlokas. The Rambam says in Erev in Perek Vav, Kishem Shem Mavarchan Alei Ruvah Chatzeros, Vishitufin Mavos, Kach Mavarchan Alei Ruvah Tchumin. The Rambam says you make a bracha on Erev Chatzeros and on Erev Tchumin. And the Raivet argues. The Raivet says, I'll agree with you halfway. Amaram vehechad sivan al arbit chumin. Who says there's a mitzvah to make it chum? Bishlamay river chatzeros vishituve mavos. By ir chatzeros and shita mavos. Yishpo and heker l'shabis. Shalolahosi l'rushus arabim. So that you understand that there's a heker that you've created something on Rosh Hashanah to make your life better. Yes, you weren't allowed to carry beforehand, but you have an Erev Chatzeros, you have an Erev Tchumen, and in that way you're able to carry, and that merits a bracha. But, says the Raibit, Ela ha'kula nafka min Eilu Shabbos, v'lo chumra, v'yavo b'she'im ha'arvin elu dvar mitzvah, ein ha'mitzvah no ga'as la'erev, v'ech yomar tzivanu al mitzvah's erev. Find your only ma'ariv elu l'dvar mitzvah, but the mitzvah is the motivation. It's not the erev itself, says the Raivid. So therefore, you can't make a bracha on this. Obviously, the Rambam didn't feel that way. But that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivid. The Rishash on our Gemara has a svara for the Raivid. The Tosfos Yontef here explains it, but it will suffice to say that it is a machlokas how to understand this line of the Gemara. Dvar mitzvah doesn't mean they just didn't allow you to carry out except for a dvar mitzvah, or is it that the issue is the bracha? And what do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? By the way, what is a dvar? We'll just finish the two more lines in the Gemara, and then we'll mention what kind of mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "By kamashlan, what's the chiddush of Rav Yosef that it's only the dvar mitzvah?" Tanina l'chomesh yilech lebeis avel lebeis mishta. It says anybody who goes to a beis avel lebeis mishta. It gives examples of mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "No, ma'od the tema orcha de milsa k'tani kamashmalan." You might say, "No, the Gemara is just saying, you know, normally what you might be doing on Shabbos, but lav dafka that it's a mitzvah kamashmalan that it is only lidvar mitzvah." So what is called a dvar mitzvah? What's the limit? What if you want to just take a spatzir on the end of town and you need a beautiful place to take a walk on Shabbos? Is that a dvar mitzvah? And you need a tchum Shabbos to get there. So the Truma Sadeshim says yes, even that's included and that's quoted in the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Tuf Tezvav, going lebeis ha'avil, lebeis ha'mishtah, shel nisuin, ola hakba p'nei rabo, go visit your Rebbe, o chaveru shabam in aderach v'chayotze be'elu, you're going to see your friend, or rotze leilech letayel b'yantiv o Shabbos b'pardes, sheish bo simcha, b'zeh mikri dvar mitzvah. Any of those things are considered dvar mitzvah, very flexible definition. What about the second issue that we noted in Rashi? What if you make it with Sarach Mitzvah? Can you then use it for a non-Sarach Mitzvah? So then, the Shulchan Aruch says yes, the Shulchan Aruch even says more than that, a bigger Chiddush, based on the Rambam. What if you said in your Erev Tchumen not for a Dvar Mitzvah? Maker Adin, you were wrong. You went against the Halacha. So we paskin, it works as an Erev Tchum. It works even if you didn't do it for a Dvar Mitzvah. Vim Erev Shalom La'echad Bikol Elo Elo Dvar Rishos, Hareza Erev. You weren't supposed to do it, but it still works. So if that works, then surely, if you made it for a Dvar Mitzvah, you'd be able to use it for a non-Dvar Mitzvah. Oh, that was the next point. This is interesting, that is Nichum Avelim on, it says the Beis Ha'avel. So does this mean, based on you going on Shabbos to do it Motzi Shabbos? That's one way you can understand it. You're walking on Shabbos, you want to do Nichum Avelim right after Shabbos. You'd be Machshech on the Tchum, just Machshech on the Tchum, you want to even go further. But the Pashtus is that you're going on Shabbos. Where's my Mishnah Berurah here? Mishnah Berurah Chela Gimel. Here it is. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, if you remember, in Simon Reish Pei Zayin, in the Shulchan Aruch Chaim, you know what the Simon's called? Nichum Avelim Ubikar Cholim B'Shabbos. It's one sif. Nichum Avelim B'Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yecholim L'Nachim Avelim B'Shabbos. You know what? We've all done this before. Because when an Avel walks in before Mizmar Shil Yom HaShabbos, what do we say? We say, Amakab Yenachim. It's Shabbos. We just were Makabel Shabbos. Or we're about to be Makabel Shabbos. L'Chadodi. There's a different minhagim. Do you stand for L'Chadodi or do you stand for Mizmar Shil Yom HaShabbos? What's the Kabbalah Shabbos? Different minhagim. What to stand for? But you're allowed to do Nichum Avelim on Shabbos. You do it in a little different way. V'lo Yomer Lo Kederach Sh'omer Lo Bachol. If it would already be Shabbos. Ela Omer Shabbos Yimilizach Refuel Kurov Alavo. V'rachmav Merubim V'shivsu B'shalom. So you say a little bit differently. Right, because the Gemara says, "Bekoshi hitiru l'nachem avelim b'vakacholim b'Shabbos." So try to do it. Mr. Burr says, try to do it on a weekday. He says, lo yafe osin osam, that the whole Shavua, they don't go except on Shabbos. Most convenient for me to go pay a Shiva call on Shabbos. It's not the best thing. There is Avelos on Shabbos, Avelos Betzina, not Avelos Befarhesya. Different than Yantif. Yantif, we pass, and there's no Avelos even Betzina. But Shabbos, there is Avelos Betzina. All the Dvarim Shabbatzina are Noeg, just Dvarim Shabbatzina are not Noeg. Again, big discussion, could it Avel be Mavr Sedra? Because is that a Dvarim Shabbatzina or a Dvarim Shabbatfarhesya? But either way, it sounds like from this Mishnah also that there is Nicham Avelim on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara had said that anybody who accepts it and hears about it before Shabbos could use it. Shemas mina ein breira. So it sounds like from this Mishnah, related to the discussion that we had on Daf Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, that ein breira. Ein breira, remember, you don't put what happens in the future back into the past. D'i yesh breira, because if you hold yesh breira, so tigli milsul mafreya, then you have a nichale. That even if he finds out about it on Shabbos, and he's nichale on Shabbos, why don't you say, it's as if he goes back in time, goes back to mafreya, and he was nicha before Shabbos. So Amar Vashi, it's no raya. Hodi uhu v'lo hodi uhu k'tani. No. There's a difference. Did he know about it before Shabbos? If he knew about it before Shabbos and just didn't accept it, didn't want it, and then later on Shabbos it's nicha lay, so then you can go backwards. There's something to go back to. He knew about it, so now his nichusa could go back to the time that he knew about it. But the case of the Mishnah, he didn't even know about it. If he didn't even know about it before Shabbos, there's no that's not an issue of Breira. What are you going to go back to? Breira is, at a moment, you're right, you're Hafrash Shruma, you weren't Mafish now, you wanted to, but you did it, so you go back to a time. But here there's nothing to go back to. What gives you the right to go back to this moment in time? You didn't even know about the Erev. So that's not an issue of Breira. That's worse than Breira. Even if you would hold of Yish Breira, you would not say you're allowed to go backwards here.
The person who made the
Erev had everybody in mind, correct, but the person who was going to use the Erev has to have it. It's not an issue of making ba'achdus, it's each person being kona shvisa there. Amar Rav Asi, katan ben sheish yotze be'eriv. Rav Asi says a six-year-old boy can be yotze be'eriv imo, with the eriv of his mother. Rashi here explains, even if the mother didn't have him in mind, kagufe dami. He is kagufa because, mistama, her da'as is on him as well. Tosfos notes on the bottom, Tosfos, again, this is a large issue, maybe we'll talk about it a little more at the end if we have a chance. Tosfos notes, but what do you mean? You have to do it with Dvar Mitzvah. So what kind of Dvar Mitzvah are you including the child in? The child's going L'Nacham Avelim. The child's going L'Beis HaMishneh. So Tosfos has 2 days. The first day of Tosfos is that, he's thrown along with your Mitzvah, whatever your Mitzvah is doing, he's coming along with you. It's not really a Mitzvah for him. And the second day of Tosfos, Inami, last line on the daf, B'kata Nami Ika Mitzvah L'Chancho. No, there's a mitzvah of chinuch. You have a mitzvah to be mechanech your child. Mitzvah lechancho. And that's why it is a dvar mitzvah. Because you're taking him along, it's your mitzvah lechancho. So what is the first day I hold? The first day I didn't say that. That seems to be a good answer. You have a mitzvah lechancho. So this might relate to something that we discussed a couple of years ago. There's a major discussion in the Rishonim. Who is the mitzvah of chinuch on? What's the mitzvah of chinuch on? So on the one hand, you would say, of course, it's upon the father, or maybe upon the mother, which they're medayik in this Tosfos. What is Tosfos talking about? We're talking about the mother, right? That's also a big discussion. Is the chinuch just on the father or on the mother? So do you say that's right? That how could you be mechayev a child? The mitzvah of chinuch to shake a lulav to do anything is on the parent. But other rishonim say no, it's a mitzvah upon the kid. The kid's not 13 yet? Okay! Maybe it's a chiyuv without a, that's why he's pater mionshin. Maybe it's a chov, but not a chi of gavra, a lot of different lumdis formulations, you could say. But either way, the focus, discussion of Rashi and Tosfos in Brachas Memches, whether the chi of chinuch is on the parent or on the child. So maybe one could suggest that's the 2 days of Tosfos here. The second day of Tosfos says, no, you have a chi of mitzvah of chinuch. So that's why it's included in the Dvar Mitzvah. But the first day I might reject that, because the first day I might, oh no, the mitzvah of chinuch is on the child, not on you. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to give that answer. Either way, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about chinuch at the end if there's time. Anyway, says the Gemara that a katan who's 6 could be Yosef Erev Imo, Meisvei, katan shesarach le'imo, Yosef Erev Imo. V'she'en sarach le'imo, ein Yosef Erev Imo. The Brisa says that any child who still needs his mother could be Yosef with his Erev. And any child who is somewhat more independent, who does not need his mother anymore, cannot be Yosef Erev Imo. And for the next 6 lines, we're ultimately going to prove that a 6-year-old is ein sarach le'imo anymore, and that's why it's going to be a kasha on this previous shita. Because the previous shita just said that a 6-year-old is Yosef Erev Imo. That's what we're going to prove from Sukkah. V'tana megabi Sukkah ki agavna, we have a similar discussion by Sukkah, katan shein sarach le'imo chai b'sukkah. A katan that is already independent, doesn't need his mother, chai b'sukkah, is obligated in Sukkah, Rashi says, mechanchin le'midirabanan, is chayv in sukkah. V'havinan ba, we ask over there, ezel katan kishenu zarach leimo. How do you define a katan that doesn't need his mother? Very interesting gemara. The next couple of options. Amid be Reb Yanai, kol shenifne ve'in imo mekanachto. Somebody who's independent in the bathroom. That's one level of independence. Reb Shimon ben Lakish amar, kol sheneyor ve'eno kore ima. Somebody who wakes up during the night and doesn't call ima, so that's somebody who's independent. Ask the Gemara, ima zalka daita gdolim nami karu. What do you mean? You can have a 12-year-old that's going to say ima in the middle of the night. That's not a reflection of independence. You can have very independent children that still call their mother during the night. No, ela ima kol sheneyor mishnasa ve'eno kore ima. No, the question is, are they going to be calmed and soothed even if the mother doesn't come? They'll have to keep calling, ima. So if they have to keep calling, that's still tzarach le'imo. But if they just call ima once, and then that's it, and then they give up, and they realize the mother's not coming in, it's the middle of the night, so then that's somebody who has independence. And how old is this? V'kama, how old are these options? Kfar arba, kfar chamesh. 4 and 5. But what do you see? 6 would be independent. So 6 is independent. Kash on the previous mandamar. So Amar Rav Yishuv Breder Rav Idi Kikama Rav Asi. When did Rav Asi say that a 6-year-old goes with the mother? A specific case. Kagon she'irev alav aviv letzafon v'imo ledaro. No. If the father and the mother made different erevs to different directions, which one does the kid go to? Da afilu bar sheish nami betzafsa de'imei nichalei. No. Because then a 6-year-old, if you're going to choose, the 6-year-old would rather be with the mother. So that's the case that Rav Asi was talking about. This is a very important Gemara, and Rabbi Daniel Feldman, who's putting stuff on the internet, he's putting stuff out today, told me he's going to talk about it for child custody issues. Chaman al-Islam, somebody's in a situation where the child custody comes up, the mother, the father, this is one of the two Gemaras in Shas that are very important, the mother, the father, the relationships, what's the umdina of halacha, unless you have some other mitigating circumstances. But this is one of the Gemaras. They said, the father and the mother make two different Eruvin. So you could say that he'd want to go with the mother. Meisvei, the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Katan shesarach le'imo yotzei erev imo ad ben sheish. We have a braisa that says that a katan goes with the mother's erev until 6, which Rashi explains, until ad means it's all the same case for a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6-year-old. All these up until 6-year-old. So it sounds like in all these people, yotzei ad ben sheish, up until 6, the assumption is ad below ad bechlal, not including 6, and therefore you see all of these, it's the same issue, so it can't be talking about a case where there's a father and a mother. A father's going to make an error for a 3-year-old. For a 2-year-old, a father's going to go in one direction, a mother's going to go in the other direction, so it must be all talking about the same case where there's no father involved. And we're back to the question then, that Rav Asi couldn't be talking about this unusual case where the father's in one direction and the mother's in the other direction. So the Gemara says, Tziyufta de Rav Shua bar Rav Idi, Tziyufta. So it's a kash on this last explanation of Rav Asi, that it can't be talking about a case where the father and the mother are in different directions. So the Gemara says, Lemi tevi Tziyufta de Rav Asi. Is it also a kash on the original Rav Asi? Because Rav Asi, I remember, said that a 6-year-old goes with the mother's Erev, and here the Braisa says he does not, ad sheish. So ad sheish, isn't that ad v'lo ad bechlal? So the Gemara says, no, Am lecha Rav Asi, ad v'ad bechlal. No, up until and including 6, and 6 is also included in their mother's Erev. So is this then Bryce Akasha and Rabbani and Reish Lakish, which is said by Sukkah on the bottom of the previous Ovid, 4 and 5, not 6, if it's Adva Adva Klal here? So Gemara says, no, again, Lokasha. Hadi Isi Avui B'masa, Hadi Lesi Avui B'masa. No, if the depends if there is a father in the city. So if the father is around also, so then the child will be more independent than the mother. Again, it's not a competition, but it'll be someone more independent than the mother at that age. Rashi quotes, if the child stays with the father, once he's 4 and 5 years old, that's what Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish was talking about. Where the father's around, so then the child is with the father also, so he's not so attached to the mother. So then you could say that 4 and 5 is already independent. But the case over here, this Bryce is, where there is no father, Bamasa. There is no father in the city, so then the child is more attached to the mother, and it'll be a higher age until the child gets independent. As you could see, these could be, how to understand this Gemara and the applications of this Gemara could be very important for the Maisa cases. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Ma'ariv adam al-yidei b'no bido aktanim. A person can make an Erev Tchum for his young children. And this is where you dafka have it in mind. The earlier case that we were just speaking about is that we didn't have it in mind. What was the Stam Das? But this is, you're allowed to make it for a child if you have them in mind. Al-yidei abdo v'shiv chaso kananim. Or for your semi-Jewish avadim and shvachos bein l'daitem beis lo l'daitem, whether they know about it or not. Why? Because their yad is like your yad. We said just like by erev chatzeros, you can't give it to them because they are considered your rishus. So to hear if they're your rishus, you can make them an erev. Aval einam erev loy de adov shvachaso ha'ivrim, not for your Jewish workers. Veloy de beno bito agdolim, not for your older independent children. Veloy de ishto and not for your wife, because again she is, has halachically in certain ukimtas, in certain situations, a separate pocketbook. Elam idaitam, but then you have their das. Tanya idach, similar brisa. Lo yarev adam ali devno bitog dolim ide adov shivchaso ha'ivrim voide ishto elam idaitam. These people you can only do midaitan because they are considered separate. Avol ma'ariv voide adov shivchaso akranev ayde beno bitog tanim bein la demish lo daitan. So far it's the same exact brisa. So what's added? The last three words. Mipnei she yadan ke yado. Why? Because those people, the younger children and the avadim kananim, they are yadan ki yado, and therefore they are an extension of you, and therefore they are included in your erev. And the brisa ends off, v'kulan she'irvu be'irev alein rabban. What if they're in all these cases? We'll see what all means in a minute. But what if in the previous cases the master had the baal bayis had made an erev, and they themselves had made their own erev? Yotzin b'shal rabban. You have to go by the master's erev, by the baal bayis's erev. Chutz min ha'isha b'bnei shichol limchos, except for a woman, because the wife, because she could be moche. Ask the Gemara, Isha Maishna. What's so unique about Isha? Isha was in a category of people. It was Isha and the Benam Gdolim, etc. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Amar Rabba, Isha v'chod adamila. It's all the people who are in the cat, like the category of a woman, of the wife, which is the children Gdolim, and the Abdo v'shiv chaso ha'ifrim. Asks the Gemara, the Bach takes out the next line, we'll just read it. Amar my husband Isha b'nei sheyichol limchos, taima demachi. The only reason, it sounds like there's a stira within the brisa, taima demachi, the only reason that a woman, the wife, if her Erev does, if she makes an Erev and her husband makes an Erev, when does she go with her Erev? Taima demachi. That's only if she is moche herself. She protests. Hastama nafka midabayla. But if she didn't say anything, l'chora she would go with her husband's. But haktani reisha elami daita. But the reisha says that it has to be according to her das, not stam. My love da amri in. Doesn't midaita mean if she says something? Beferish, yes. The question is, lo. My elami daitam di ishtiku. No, what does it mean in the reisha that it has to be daitam as long as she's quiet? Lafuki hechad zamri lo. As long as she didn't say no, it's considered midaitam. Ask the Gemara one second. V'havakulin she irvo v'irvalein rabban yotzin bishal rabban. But the second line says that in the case where they make an erev and their master makes an erev, they're yotzin bishal rabban. V'distamahu v'ktani chutz b'nei isha v'lo nafki. And that's the case of stam l'chor where she didn't say anything, and you see still she doesn't go along. She's not nigger with the husband. So amar rabban. No, kivat shirvu. She made her own erev. So she made her own erev. That's ein locha michui gadol mizeh. That's the greatest michui in the world. That's not considered a stam case. That's a beferish case where she was mocha. But in a chinami, if it was a stam case, the maskana seems to be that she would go along with her husband. Okay, next mishnah. Kamish hu shiuro. What is the shear of how much you have to set out for an erev tchumen? Says the mishnah. Mazon sheisudas lechol echad ve'echad. Enough two meals for each and every person. The Taz on Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah here, points out that this is much more l'chumra than Erev Chatzeros. Erev Chatzeros, as long as you have, right, we said once you get up to a certain amount, two meals worth, and everybody's going to get a little size, that's it. That's all you need for a thousand, right? What about the Erev room that we have in our shuls? What, is enough to eat for everybody in the neighborhood? All 7,000 families? You know, Kanai Nahara? But that's, no, obviously not. It's just a little bit. It's symbolic, and the Mishnah said it. That's all you need. But for Erev Tchum, it says the Mishnah, you need two meals for each person. For each person using the Erev. So that's the, why is that? So by an Erev Chatzeros, says the Mishnah Berurah, in Tof Yud Gimel. Tof Yud Gimel, what's the difference? Below Dami the Erev Chatzeros, the Mazar Shesu is the Kulam Sagi. The Sham Erev, whom Yishim She'echad Ozer HaChaveir, by Dei Zehem Mekimu Uravin. Ma She'enkid, B'tchum Enei Shaych Echad HaChaveiru. V'kol Echad, Kajrozi Leil Lechutz Lapayim Shalo, Zorach Lekal Shvisa V'lasmo. By an Erev Tchumen, what do I have to do with you? I'm nothing to do with you. I want to go, you want to go, we all want to go, so we all have to make our own Erev. By Erev Chatzeros, the point is to put us all together. If the point is to put us all together, that's why you can combine the shiur. So you need two meals for each person. That size. Mizona l'chol v'lo l'shabbos, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says weekday meals and not Shabbos meals. Rabbi Yehuda omer l'shabbos v'lo l'chol. Shabbos meals and not weekday meals. They both have kavana to be mekel. There are a number of different shatim how that works. Rashi here says, what's the kavana to be mekel? That, according to Rabbi Meir, Shabbos you eat more because, you know, the food is delicious. That's why you go by weekday meals. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Shabbos you eat less at every meal because you're having three meals. So that's why you split it up over the day more. So that's why each meal is less. Either way, they both have kavana lahakel. That's what the shita. There are other shitos that Rashi and Ksubas gives another pshat. There are another pshat, and we'll suffice with that Rashi for now. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha Amar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha gives a specific shir. Mi kikar bepundion. What the shir is a loaf of bread that you acquire for a pundion. That's a coin. Mi dalid sin besela. When a four sa'ah, a flour could be bought for a sela. Rashi does all the math here. To convert the slime to the dinarim to the mos, you can footy. It's enough time to go through all the math. But Rashi works it out here. Ultimately, a pundion. If you work out the math, a pundion, which is 1/48th of a sela. It's a tiny little coin. A pundion could buy a half a kav size loaf. A half a kav size loaf, and that is the shear of Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha. Mikika, the kikar, they have to use a half a kav size loaf of bread because a quarter of a kav is each meal. A quarter of a kav is each meal, so a half a kav size loaf, that's what you have to use for your Erev Tchumen. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Shtei Yados Lakikar. 2/3 of a loaf, Mishalosh Lakav. When you could buy 3 loaves for a kav. So working out the math, each meal works out to be 1/9. 1/9 of a kav is each su'uda, because, again, it's 2/3 of a loaf. When you can buy 3 loaves for a kav, if you work out the math, it's 1/9. So it's a smaller shear than the previous opinion, how large the loaf has to be. And now the Gemara says, adds on a line, which has to do with a lekuli alma. Chetzi lebeis hamenuga. Half of a loaf is needed lebeis hamenuga. What does that mean? We've discussed before that there are two types of tumas ohel. Tumas ohel is mace. Mace creates tumas ohel, a corpse. And number two, mitzaraas creates tumas ohel. A bayis hamenuga creates tumas ohel. If a house has saras, right, person could have saras, clothing could have saras, a house could have saras. If a house has saras and you walk in there, so then you automatically become tameh. What about your clothes? Your clothes only become tameh if you stay in there a certain amount of time. Enough to eat something. So how much to eat? That's what the Mishnah says. Enough to eat a half a loaf of bread, half of this size. Chetzi lebeis hamenuga. And v'chatzi chetzi lepsolas ha'gviya. And a half of a half, meaning a quarter, to passel up the gviya, meaning your body. What does that mean? Rashi again here explains that midah oraisa, food can't make a person tame. Ein ha'adam nitma elame avatuma. That's the rule. Food, what kind of food? You have food that touched the corpse, so I guess the food would then be a rishon. But in general, the food would be an av. But generally, you don't have food that touched. But ina adam nitma elame avatuma. So if I eat tame food, usually I'm not going to become tame. Midrabanan, we say I'm going to become tame if I eat tame food. How much? How much tame food? Was that the drabanan? So that's here, a quarter of a loaf. Chatzi chatzi lefsol es ha-gevia. That's tuma midrabanan. Yeah. Hilchas Erevin are compared to Tumah a number of times for Shi'urim.
Right. But Hilchas Erevin are totally man-made laws. Totally. So how can you compare something which is...
Hilchas Erevin are man-made laws, and how could you compare something that's Darabana to one that's Daraisa?
Why would you derive this...
Well, you could say that Shi'urim, the concept of amount, that's a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So that we had at the beginning of the Masechta. So the fact that you have this halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, you could relate those amounts to Daraisa Dinim and to Darabanan Dinim. It's not that you're comparing one kadosh to the other, but you're using a third idea, the concept of amount, Shi'urim, and you're applying that to Erevin, and you're applying that to Mentara. You're not comparing directly one to the other, but you're just using Shi'urim, which we know applies to all, because Shi'urim reflects something as an amount as a Davar Chashuv. So that's why you'd be able to use that in both contexts, Rabbanan and Daraisas. Okay, the next is quick, so we'll stop here, because I want to start on time today. The davening for Chanukah, we'll stop here, but we'll continue tomorrow. Today's shiur, tomorrow's regular time, 6:10. Today's shiur was Lechanish, was Chonimus, Ben Yosef Tzvi. So remember, davening today, we have a chance to daven, Chanukah davening. The point isn't just to finish the same time that we usually finish. It's the point to daven Chanukah. All right, La'ala Nisim, Yala Purkan.